Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very special edition of Are You Not Kentertained? It is episode 36, and it is March 15th. Guys, why is this so special? Well, because Carrie's not here, first of all. That doesn't make it special. It just...
Ouch.
Yeah, I gotta be careful with that one. But what is special is that I'm actually in the same room as Kent. Kent and I are in the same room together.
Not the butt.
Yep. And even touching butts, too. So, you know, a little bit of that.
Peanut Belcher would approve.
Absolutely. So, anyway, it is a special episode because we're together. But not only that is we are reprising one of our greatest sketches ever in our time together. And that is the Mr. Cleo. Mr. Cleo, if you don't know who he is a psychic. And he will tell us a lot about the future. Could be about wrestling. Could be about other things. We'll see as it goes along. Joined together, of course, with me is Kent. Kent, how you doing today?
I apologize in advance, fans, for what you're about ready to hear. I didn't approve of Mr. Cleo, back when we did it fucking 15 years ago. And I don't approve of it now. But here we are. Yay!
Yeah, I got some clout, so Mr. Cleo happened. That's basically what happened here.
I got gout.
So, what we're going to do today is we are going to start with our normal What Tickles Our Fancy. We'll get to that in a little bit. What we're going to start with is Mr. Cleo, in fact. So, we have some questions that we're going to answer for Mr. Cleo. We're going to get him in here in just a second.
Yeah, I hear him pulling up. Right now.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to step out because...
Yeah, you get the fudge out so we get there our esteemed guests.
Mr. Here. Cleo. If you haven't figured it out, I am Mr. Cleo.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't figure that out.
Alright, let's get this going. So what's going to happen is Kent's going to ask Mr. Cleo some questions, and Mr. Cleo will tell us the future. So, Kent, whenever you're ready, I'm going to step out and Mr. Cleo's going to come in.
All right, get the fudge out, Mr. Cleo. Get the fudge in. Hi, Mr. Cleo.
Kent, how you doing? It's been so long, man.
God damn it.
All right, everybody. I'm Mr. Cleo, and I am here to tell you the future, not only of just wrestling, but possibly your future. So what do you got for me, Kent? I don't just, you know, tell the future. You got to ask questions.
Didn't your wife die?
Mrs. Cleo has passed away to the better future.
Tell me more.
I didn't see it coming, though.
You didn't see the prophecy of your wife dying?
No, unfortunately not. It was too cloudy. It was a vision I couldn't see. But what was nice about it was that when she died, I got better at becoming a psychic. So now that she's gone, I will be better than on our first show that we had before.
Oh, yay.
Absolutely. What was that? 10, 20 years ago now, almost.
Did you all of a sudden lose your accent, Mr. Cleo?
No, it's hard to maintain it, though, when I'm talking years.
Oh, that makes sense. So, Mr. Cleo, I want to start off with a real softball of a question.
Okay, man, I can handle anything.
Who is going to be the celebrity inducted into this year's WWE Hall of Fame?
You know, that's a question that is very, very important. And you got to first of all remember, they had to do something with wrestling.
Go on.
I know. Crazy. So you got to think of all the celebrities that have something to do with wrestling. My big one this year, I have a feeling it's definitely a man this year. I can give you that one. He's got the ability to be entertaining.
Okay, yeah.
And he is a big wrestling fan.
Okay, go on.
But a name, I can't give you the name.
So we know that it's a man.
Yes, it's a man who loves wrestling.
In a year in which WWE is pushing women as hard as they possibly could down our throats. It's definitely going to be a man.
Absolutely. Would Mr. Cleo lie to you? Come on, man. It's obviously going to be a man. Now, I will say this. He has been in several movies and possibly TV show. It's hard to see it, but he's definitely been on a few movies or possibly TV shows. Ones that you would know.
I was just kind of hoping it was Bob Barker since he's like 94 years old and he's probably going to die any day now. Jericho could induct him.
He could. I did see him with Mr. What's his name there? The Adam Sandler guy. Yes, Mr. Adam Sandler.
Happy Gilmore, yeah.
Yes. It didn't look too good for him, so I don't think it's going to be Bob. I don't think so, unless something tragic happens that I don't want to jinx. Let's go that route.
Yeah, let's not go completely dark here.
Yeah.
All right, so that's our first bold prediction.
Absolutely, man. That's what the future's about, bold predictions.
Our next question is in regards to SmackDown's women's division. At WrestleMania, will it be five girls now that we have confirmed, or will there be any extra females in that match?
Yes. Now, could you elaborate for me, Kent? Who are the five women? I know Miss Bliss, because obviously she's the champion. And I know that this Becky Lynch as well is definitely going to be in it. Who else is going to be? That Chucky doll. That clearly was Becky Lynch, not just Chucky. I also assume Natty is going to be in it. And as well as, I'm getting a picture. She's very fine. Mickey James, is that who it would be?
Yes.
Who's the other?
Miss F-A-B U-L-U-S?
Yeah, she spells that very weird, doesn't she?
I don't know how the fuck. But yeah.
Okay. So, Mr. Cleo sees a vision of somebody who lives in Orlando? There's somebody who lives in Orlando that could possibly be in this match.
I think Dwayne does.
But he's not a woman, and I think that would be really odd if he was in the match.
You know, he had a surgery to reduce his nipple size.
Which would make him less of a woman now, wouldn't that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be Dwayne Rock Johnson. I think that's who you're talking about.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Cleo does it again!
Wow!
So, I do see a woman from this place, but I also see another one from a far off land.
Jamaica?
No, man. It's not that far. Jamaica and Orlando are much closer together than New York and Orlando.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that, did you?
No. So, no, I did not.
I think a very far off land, possibly in the East, especially after what's going to happen. Unfortunately, the night before. It's a dark cloud, I see it.
The night before, isn't that the Hall of Fame?
No, that's two nights before now.
Oh.
Ah, Mr. Cleo does it again! The next night before that would be the NXT TakeOver.
Well, fuck me silly.
Yeah. Can we do that, actually?
That'd be silly.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Get the old Trix Rabbit mask out. Yeah.
Okay, give Mr. Cleo another question, because that one seemed... I gave you a little too much on that one.
Regarding NXT, will Asuka finally lose a match?
That's considering that dark cloud I saw earlier. She is definitely going to lose, and I think it's sooner than you would expect.
I don't know if I'd call it a dark cloud.
Her losing?
Her opponent.
Well, yes. But her opponent is definitely a knight person, correct? I believe her name is what?
Ember Moon.
Oh, Ember Moon. So maybe the dark cloud is maybe a nighttime.
Oh, okay.
So remember, it doesn't come to me in perfect pitch. I don't see it always. I see pieces. Darkness came.
You have visions and pitches?
Like baseball, yes.
Baseball? I thought you were going with like a music reference here.
Oh, that's clever. I should have gone that route.
Yes, you should.
Yes,
have.
I should.
All right, well, all right. Keeping with the NXT theme, will Bobby Roode retain his championship against Shinsuke Nakamura?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Mr. Cleo does get that question often from bettors. Really weird. I see that Bobby Roode has much to his future. Much to his future. Is it just in NXT, though? I don't know, man. It's such a tough question to call. He clearly will be a success no matter where he goes, especially at the WWE. Could you imagine him being on the main roster?
I sure can.
Thanks for the help. But, yeah, good job there.
You are so welcome, Mr. Cleo. That's what I'm here for.
All right. So, Bobby Roode, you asked the question, is Bobby Roode going to retain? I think Bobby Roode is going to be a major player in the NXT for much more months to come.
Okay. Well, then my follow-up question is going to be, the night after WrestleMania is usually a big night for call-ups. I am curious, who do you foresee getting called up?
Well, it's definitely not the Roode person.
No, Rick is dead. He's going in the Hall of Fame.
Mm. That's Roode. Roode. Roode.
Yes, mm. Ravishing.
You know, I believe he was a man crush of somebody last week.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Yes. Yeah. He is quite the handsome man. Okay, so, all right. So, Mr. Cleo is calling upon his mystic powers. I'm going to need more. Oh, more. Who else? No, I can't. All right. I see a hard style.
Lexington Steel?
Not that hard. A lot of kicks involved.
Do they go hard?
Though, I'm getting that too. They definitely go hard, but a hard...
So you're getting it hard?
Very hard. I must get it hard.
That's solid.
Yes. Well, it definitely would be solid if it was hard.
Yes,
so absolutely.
Very hard. Yes.
Diamonds, even. Diamonds. Is the Diamond Dallas Page getting inducted into the Hall of Fame? That's where I was getting diamonds from.
Yeah, that's what
nothing to do with the hardness.
Nah.
Although diamonds are hard.
Yes.
So, they go hard. Hard style. Possibly lots of kicks.
Hardcore Holly?
No. Is he still alive?
Yes.
Excellent. That was hard for Mr. Cleo to tell.
Good for Hardcore Holly being alive.
Yes. Sad when you have to think of wrestlers who are possibly in their 50s, could be possibly dead.
That's so true.
So, I do see another do-it-yourself or something like that. Could there, is there anything in wrestling with the do-it-yourself type motto?
There is a tag team that goes by the name of DIY.
I'm going to call that one right now. That's a Mr. Cleo stamp of approval. They are going to make their WWE pay-per-view. Their WWE main event roster call-up within the next several months.
Yep. Still wondering about the night after WrestleMania. What's happening?
Listen, Mr. Cleo cannot tell you names. If he told you names, I just gave you DIY.
No, you gave me do-it-yourself. I gave you DIY.
The magic powers work in mysterious ways, Mom. Come on.
All right. Well, then fans are also wondering, what's going on with Finn Balor?
Ah, Finn. Now, I see with Finn, he's going to be coming back much sooner than we think.
How soon?
I'll say this, pre-WrestleMania.
Wow.
That's a bold prediction by Mr. Cleo.
Pre-WrestleMania, we're going to see Finn Balor.
Pre-WrestleMania.
On the main roster?
Yes, on the main roster, even though I heard he did something weird in NXT. So.
Yeah, I still don't know what the fuck he did. Like, it hasn't been on yet.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah.
It's definitely interesting. Now, with that, I think it's going to have something to do with a tag team match, Mr. Baylor.
Involving who else?
Involving a game.
Go on.
And a Mr. Now, someone has a, wow, I'm getting a very strong love crush on this man from someone in this room or someone near this room, because apparently he's not in this room anymore. It's a wow. Seth Rollins. That's, it'll be a match. I don't think they want Seth Rollins in a match by himself yet.
Huh. So you think Finn is going to be teaming up with Seth?
Yes. And a certain creator and destroyer will be put together as well.
I see. Now, do you foresee a possible stable coming up involving maybe a Mr. Kevin Owens, a Samoa Joe, and or a heel turn on Mr. Finn Balor?
All right, man. I'm not going to lie. That would be freaking awesome.
Yeah, it probably would be, huh?
It's not going to happen. It's not in the cards.
Why? WWE has really good faces on Raw. They have Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. And, well, Jericho's gonna be gone. They got Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn, personal favorite of mine, you know? He's got that cool hair. He's a good wrestler. But he's such an under... He's the Cesaro of Sami Zayn's. It's hard to think about that.
Yeah, it's amazing how Raw ended up with two guys.
Exact same problem.
Yeah, getting over is hard sometimes.
Oh, man. Tell me about it. Mr. Cleo has to get over a lot.
Those brass rings are just straight out of reach. Yeah.
You can never clearly see them. So, yeah. I have a question for you, Kent, since you're a wrestling guru. I gotta know, what are they going to do with Mr. Sami Zayn at WrestleMania?
Nothing. He's going to get eliminated after the Giant Battle Royal. It's going to be awful.
Oh, man. Speaking of that, I do see a big show happening for that match.
Yeah, I heard that there will no longer be a Shaquille O'Neal appearance.
No, which is probably for the best, honestly.
Yeah. That's something. Actually, I just read last night an article on ESPN about John Cena is the one that inspired Big Show to get in shape.
Really, man?
Big Show was out of shape, and like Cena like kind of talked shit and challenged him. And Big Show like spent about a month like getting nutritional stuff. He got his own nutritionist, and he then just got himself in shape.
Well, that's a good thing, man. I hope that he took this challenge seriously so that in the future maybe we'll see a... Big Show with the man you can't see in the future.
Well, that'd be delightful.
Wouldn't it be?
I mean, the man that we can't see probably would not put the Big Show
over. He would definitely win. Yeah, so I, hold on. You don't have to be Mr. Cleo Man to see that future happening.
Mr. Cleo, do you foresee Seth Rollins suffering another injury over the next 12 months?
I'm glad you said that. Because Mr. Cleo does indeed see some murky water for Mr. Seth Rollins in the not-so-distant future.
Does it involve a double-edged sword?
Indeed, a double-edged sword is indeed there. In fact, I watched wrestling this week to prepare myself for this.
Well, that's a fucking novel idea.
It was, wasn't it? And what I noticed was that Seth Rollins is really, if he's back already, that seemed very dangerous to me, what he did on Raw.
Yeah, I have a feeling that when Russ returns, him and I are going to talk about that.
Absolutely. I knew that, so I didn't want to get into it too much, but I did watch it and I wanted to bring that up for you. I think, though, yes, if he keeps on going in this path, it's murky, but I think we will not see him all 12 months this year.
All right. I want to move over to SmackDown and ask, what role, if any, will Luke Harper play at WrestleMania?
Ah, it's a good question, because he's been pretty much void of anything the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then he was main eventing 3 weeks ago, and now he's nowhere.
He's doing nothing, yeah. That's an unfortunate thing. Brass rings are out of his reach, too, as well, even though he's proven time and time again he can handle it.
Yeah, he's tall, too.
Absolutely. Can easily grab those rings where we couldn't. Us normal-sized people have a tough time. I, unfortunately, see him... Okay, before I make this prediction, because it's weird, I'm seeing the Battle Royal. Is that a SmackDown and Raw? Or is it just Raw? I haven't...
It is both.
It is both. Well, then it is unfortunate. Oh, it's right, because Mojo, yes, that gentleman. I was going to say Raleigh or something, but he's on it. He was the first person to enter. So, I see that happening, unfortunately, for Mr. Harper.
On a game that I play on my phone, I went head-to-head with an MJ Rowley with some number. I was like, at first I just completely dismissed it, and I was like, holy shit, somebody likes Mojo Rowley. And then I laughed at them, and then I beat their ass.
Well, it's obviously a five-year-old child, because not too many people like Mojo Rowley beyond 5 years old. I mean, he's an okay guy.
What, you ain't hype?
I am not. Mr. Cleo doesn't get hype. He is hype.
Now, moving... to a person close to Mr. Rowley, the fans really want to know, when will we next see Emma?
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say Emma. I should have going to say Emma. You're talking about Emma. I see Emma, even though it's a running gag on your show, I believe, that she'll never show back up.
Mr. Corey Graves even makes a running joke out of it.
He does indeed. That was kind of funny. I watched Raw. I do see her coming back much quicker than you would expect. If it's before WrestleMania, I cannot say, man. But it is sooner than we expect.
Will her and Dana get back together?
Well, if Mr. Snyder has anything to say about it, yes. Mr. Cleo, on the other hand, no, he also agrees, yes. I think they're going to get those two together.
I don't think Mr. Snyder has any relevancy towards WWE whatsoever.
Well... if you read your blog, I believe, it's at, hold on, I'm getting a vision of 9deuce.com/wrestling?
Yes, yes.
Ah, yes. If you read his blog, I do believe he mentioned something about them.
Ah, well, that is dandy. Speaking of bitches who've been off my TV for a while, where the hell is Eva Marie, and when she returned?
Ah, Eva Marie. Eva Marie... will show up at WrestleMania.
Okay.
That's a very clear prediction. I see it.
How is she going to be showing up? Is she going to be in that match?
I cannot say if it's in the match. I don't think she participates in the match, but I think it'll be during that time period.
Okay. Well, that's dandy.
And I'm getting... they're clear visions, too. It's weird, so...
Now... fans have also been asking, will there be more than just the one cruiserweight match at WrestleMania? Or is the cruiserweight division just going to get shafted with one?
I do believe there will be only one cruiserweight on the main show. But I do believe we will be getting some kind of showcase, possibly, on the kickoff.
Yeah, I was hoping that there'd be something. I felt this was a good time for WWE to have done a tournament of some sort with either the tag team divisions or with the cruiserweights, and just they could have expounded upon that more for WrestleMania weekend.
Absolutely, and it would have been much more exciting, I think. But I don't see a tournament, but I definitely see some kind of showcase, a big match, maybe a stipulation match.
Oh, so a clusterfuck.
Is that what they call them nowadays? Yes, then a clusterfuck it is. Yes.
Yes.
Definitely a clusterfuck. I see ladders. Some type of ladders being in a match. I don't know if it's a cruiserweight match or if it's just any other match, but I do see ladders being used this year.
Okay, that's fantastic. Who do you foresee winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal?
Mr. Cleo is looking into the future, so it takes.
Mr. Cleo's kind of pulling a carry at this moment. Low left, low right.
He's looking both ways. Yes, I see. A very big show.
So you're predicting him to win it for the second time?
Yes, I think they're going to try to make this some kind of big deal.
Did you even know that he won it the second year? Because I'd forgotten all about it.
I completely not only forgot he won it. Yes.
Who was the first winner?
Wasn't it Cesaro?
It was Cesaro, then Big Show, then Baron.
Yes, and although Baron does seem to be doing some great things, and Cesaro, he's Cesaro, so you know what I mean. I think Big Show, yes, I see a Big Show. That's all I can see is a Big Show. That's all I see.
Speaking of Mr. Corbin, do you foresee him winning a championship by the end of the night at WrestleMania?
Oh, yes. It does not take Mr. Cleo to see this one coming. I'm pretty sure that Dean is just kind of holding on to the belt. Baron is going to be the next holder and defender of the belt.
All right. Now, just we got a few more questions before we wrap this up.
Oh, this is not going all day. Shit.
No, we're going to go off wrestling for a bit.
Oh, okay. Mr. Cleo can shine a little bit better then.
Yes, yes. First question. One of our fans wanted to know, who is going to win the Game of Thrones?
Ah, you know, that's a fantastic question. The Game of Thrones, if you don't know, is a TV show and book.
I don't think anybody knew that.
Well,
so
now
thank
they
you.
Do know.
Yes.
When I look into the future, what I don't see is a Lannister winning.
That would seem pretty likely, given everything that happened.
There will be a Lannister's name involved, but I don't know who it would be. Now, I do see a Mother of Dragons? Yes, a Mother of Dragons making an alliance with somebody. Someone who doesn't know things. That's all I know. I can't clearly get a name.
Do you see any windows? Do you see any walls?
I don't know where you're going with that one.
Little John.
All right, yeah.
But the wall, yeah. John Snow. Yeah.
Oh, I see the reference now. Yes, I do see an alliance forming, but only in a necessity type way. I do believe winter is coming.
Yeah, I saw that video. Sexy as hell.
Damn straight, son. That's what Mr. Cleo's all about, man.
Yes. So you see Khaleesi winning the Game of Thrones?
I do believe only after an alliance she makes with the man who knows nothing.
But who will be sitting on the Iron Throne by the finale?
The Mother of Dragons.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, I see that clearly.
By the end of the season of The Walking Dead, do you see any main characters dying?
At the end of this main season?
Yes, we have 3 episodes remaining.
Oh, wow. It's already almost over. Mr. Cleo did not see that one coming.
Was hit you like an RKO, oh, I see.
Out of nowhere. Now, a main character dying. Ooh. Well, I can tell you this. The antagonist will be alive at the end.
Okay, that's good.
I definitely clearly see that, because there's more to him than people will see.
Is he a Transformer?
Yes, of sorts.
Oh, okay. More than meets the eye.
Well, Glenn's already dead. And spoiler alerts, if nobody heard that one.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knew about that one.
Do I see another main character dying?
Probably. I mean, Rosita and Sasha seem like very good.
I was going to say, do we count them as a main character? Because when I see main character, I think of 5 people in particular, and they're not 2 of the 5. But I don't watch the show, so I don't know. I do see someone who does get time on screen dying definitely at the end of the season.
Are they also going to be on Star Trek?
Yes. Yes, they are. That's probably one of the reasons they're dying.
Good call there, Mr. Cleo.
Mr. Cleo sees all!
So, Sasha's going to be dying according to Mr. Cleo. Yeah. That's good to know. Alright. Now, going back to Walking Dead, I know that you did watch some of the earlier stuff at the very
Indeed,
least.
Yes, Mr. Cleo did like that.
And we did get this question in particular from a Bob in... not Syracuse, someplace around there.
The area. Yes, I know who you're talking about.
He asked,
Why does the little girl in the very first episode, when she drops her doll, she's a walker, why does she pick up her doll when walkers only really care about eating?
Ah, you see, Mr. Cleo does know the answer to that.
I am intrigued as fuck.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Cleo knows. See, the problem is, she picked up the doll. Because zombies do have feelings. When they first turn, they still have the feelings. So she was connected to the doll somehow, so she picked it up. But after a while, they become feral. So they stop thinking of human necessities. So in the beginning, they still have those connections to their human pieces. Unfortunately, there's nothing special about it, or there's a cure. Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be a cure on The Walking Dead. It seems like they're just going to try to coexist, not to try to say, hey, there's a something else, man.
Yeah. Is Judith ever going to die?
No. Baby? Yes, I know. No, not if they didn't kill her when they were supposed to, I don't think she's going to die.
So what you're saying is that there might be outrage if they killed, like, a two-year-old child
now? After this point, yes. I mean, they had their chance to do it when she was a baby. And that would have been the best of time to do it. In fact, I believe they did that in the comics.
Yes.
They screwed the pooch on that one, I believe is what the word is.
Yeah, they screwed the pooch so much that they had to kill an even bigger character than they did in the comic to make up for that.
Yes, and that's unfortunate.
Yes. All right, I think our time with...
Is it up already? Oh, Mr.
I know you have other obligations.
That's true. Mr. Cleo was having such a great time. I didn't realize it was time to go. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever have questions for Mr. Cleo, I'm a very hard man to get. I don't believe in the internet.
Is it fake?
It's not only... It doesn't exist in the real world, therefore it does not exist. Like, I can't go to the internet. So it doesn't exist to Mr. Cleo. But I will leave any questions these fans have for Mr. Cleo they'd like to answer. And to answer, to go to 9deuce.com/wrestling. Or they could email it to wrestling@9deuce.com, I believe. Correct? Is that your email? Is that your email?
Wrestling@9deuce.com.
Yes.
Yes.
I've done it again.
Oh, wait. We got one more question.
All right. I'll take one more question.
Will we have a new president in 4 years?
Ah. Mr. Cleo sees big change in 4 years. And I just wanted to let you know, Mr. Cleo really hurt his hand. He was too excited and he hit it down really hard and he really hurt his hand. I should have seen that one coming.
You should have seen that coming, yeah.
But I didn't.
All right. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Cleo, when you go out to the parking lot, can you tell Russ to drag
I will let Russ know that he should be here right now.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was Mr. Cleo. If you're still with us for some fucking reason, why? I don't know. So sad. Terrible day.
Hey, Cat, I'm back. What'd I miss? Was he as good as we all know he is?
And then some.
I thought so. Mr. Cleo's awesome. I just wish I could be in the room with him, but you know how it is. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never voiced my displeasure at Mr. Cleo.
Never. How can you?
No.
He's pure awesomeness wrapped in a lot of other awesomeness. All right. So let's get back to the wrestling. I know you guys talked a little bit about predictions. Why don't we talk about what tickled our fancy this week a little bit? Let's start with. And you like how we transitioned right into something that's normal?
Yeah.
Nothing else? Just good stuff.
Yeah.
We are that professional. And the fact that I had to point out that we're that professional is always good. All right. So why don't we talk about the whole Triple H, Seth Rollins.
And Russ wants to talk about Seth Rollins. Yeah. Wow, he's been back for 30 seconds.
That's right. We want to talk about Seth Rollins.
Well, Russ, take the floor with this one.
All right. So I like the execution. I don't know if I like what they did. For example, I thought it was the right time because Foley's going to be leaving soon. So kind of getting him on the edge to be fired. In fact, I honestly thought he was going to say, I did decide on somebody to be fired. It was going to be me.
Everybody thought that.
Yeah, I thought that was definitely the way they're going. So a little bit of a shock that he went after Stephanie.
Yeah, good job by them.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Because I definitely thought, okay, that's where he's going to take his exit.
That was one of the times when WWE did a surprise that was fine.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Because like you said at the end, I thought, okay, it's definitely going to be him. He'll cut himself because he can't cut anybody else.
Although, how hilarious would it have been if he would have just cut Sasha Banks?
Oh,
like, right. That would have been the funniest thing possible.
They'd be like, well, it was such tough Sasha Banks.
Without a doubt, Sasha Banks.
Her hairline's gone. She sucks as a character. Out the door. So, yeah, no, I thought they were going to go in that room. So when he went after Stephanie, a little bit of a shock. I honestly didn't expect it to come. So, good for them. I also like Triple H coming out defending Stephanie. Good for him. Yeah, good for him. I mean, the only problem I have, and they still do this a lot, is Triple H and Stephanie destroy everybody, heel or face, to get themselves more over. And it's detrimental in some aspects. Sometimes it's good. I mean, against Mick Foley, I guess it's not such a bad thing. But they're made men. They're made men. Like, they don't need... Yes. But Foley's also a huge proponent of Triple H, so he'll let Triple H do pretty much whatever he wants. Yeah, but, like, when they do it to the lower guys, the ones that need the benefit, like, I'm trying to think who Stephanie ran down once. She does it all the time. Yeah, she hasn't, but it hasn't yet been detrimental to him yet. I mean, it shows a little
bit. Give it time.
I know. It's too early. It's still too fresh for that one. There was one about 2 years ago, or maybe a year ago. I can't remember. But Stephanie ran down somebody who could not be run down like that because they're not a legend. I almost want to say it was Cesaro, but I don't think it was.
No, it wasn't. But I have an idea of who you're talking about.
I can't remember who it was. It was just like after that, they were like mid-card hell.
Yeah, they were shell-shocked from that. I
want to say, was it Dolph?
It could have been Dolph.
I want to say it was Dolph, actually. I think it was.
Yeah.
Because he ran up against the Authority. Yeah, it was the Authority, whole Authority thing. And he was the one who was coming up with saves, and then Stephanie destroyed him verbally. And that was it. Mid-card hell until he went to SmackDown, and then SmackDown resurrected him.
Right. This whole thing, why is WWE so insistent on having Seth Rollins, like, moving around and taking bumps and stuff?
That was my other part of my story. Like, so I like the execution. They should not, Seth Rollins, I don't care if they think he is truly the future. You protect the shit out of him. He should not be doing bumps when clearly he's close to being okay, because this is about the eighth week, right?
Yeah.
So he should be about healed. Okay, so he should be healed, but he shouldn't be taking bumps yet. Especially getting hit on the knee, like working the knee.
Right, taking the knee bar or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
it was.
That's dangerous territory, especially when he's already been injured twice within a year.
Yeah, it reminds me, in the NBA, you have this Philadelphia 76ers, and people talk shit about them, but they protect their rookie assets, and that's the smartest way to go. You gotta protect your future, and...
Yeah.
He should not be out there right now. Like, they could have had Sami Zayn come out. Because, you know what? Yeah, Sami and Foley get along great.
And why not Finn or something like that, too? Finn, what are they doing with Finn? He's back. He's clearly... WWE broke that he was on a match at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
So, okay, first of all, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why are you breaking that he's back and not putting him on Raw? I thought for sure he was going to be the one coming out at the end.
I don't get it. I don't understand what they're doing with Finn, and I think with 3 weeks to go, I don't know. Is it too late to put him in?
No, it's not. I mean, I think, and the joking with Mr. Cleo beside, I think, honestly, they are going to put Finn and Seth together so Seth doesn't have to take such a huge load, which she... Yeah, that's really appropriate.
I wasn't going to touch that one.
Takes off some of the load off of his shoulders to take a singles match and gives Joe something to do and Triple H. And Joe and Finn are fantastic together. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. It's just at some point they've got to pull the trigger by next week on Finn if they're going to do something.
Yeah, if they don't, if it's not bad, if he's not doing at least an appearance next week, then I don't think he'll be. He'll be back after WrestleMania.
I have to shamefully admit that I kind of like the WrestleMania song. The Green Light song.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not terrible. For most WrestleMania songs are terrible.
Yes.
This one's not bad.
Who's the musical host this year? Don't they always have somebody...
New Day.
Well, they're the hosts. They're not the musical. Don't they always have someone who comes out and does like a stupid performance?
There's still time.
Yeah, I know. I just...
I mean, it could be Pitbull. I mean, they are going to be in Florida.
That's true.
And they got... Pitbull and Flo Rida is in that song. Yeah. And somebody else.
And Flo Rida loves wrestling.
I hate Flo Rida. I really do.
He has some good songs. I like some of his songs.
He has one song that I think I like. One.
Is it the Low, 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 Low?
Yeah.
I have two songs I like.
That was only thanks to Tropic Thunder.
Mm.
Very underrated film.
Good film.
Yeah.
Took me the first time I watched it, I'll be honest with you, wasn't such a fan.
It grows on you.
Yeah, second time I watched it, I was like, okay.
Step Brothers was the same way for me. I haven't seen all of it yet.
I've only seen half of it. I was like, yeah, I'm done with it, and that was my problem.
That and like The Other Guys, another movie that grew on me more times I watched it.
I haven't seen The Other Guys yet.
So good. All right.
Well, let's get your out of yours. What do you think? Execution wise, right time?
The timing, I'm still like in between on it. Like, obviously they're trying to get Foley something. Maybe he'll be in somebody's, you know, in the corner of whoever. And if he loses his job type stipulation. I can see
there
that.
You go. That could be a good way. Instead of just saying he quits or whatever.
Right. And then, you know, bring Kurt Angle in as the new GM.
Right. Which we're all expecting to be.
Right.
Oh man, Mr. Cleo missed that one.
Yeah. I don't know how you even knew.
I forgot all about Kurt.
Ross, how'd you know that Mr. Cleo missed something? You were
I'm psychic too. I didn't tell you that.
Shit. Oh god. I liked the segment. I really did. I wish Foley would have had gotten a little bit more over on Triple H.
He did good though.
He did good. I just wanted a little more.
Right, like, I get
10% more.
I get what you're saying, but he's like that rundown that Triple H and Stephanie do, I usually hate if it's on someone lower, but like Mick Foley, I thought it was perfect. It was a good attack on him because he can handle himself. Seth, do you think he could do it at Seth at this point?
Yeah. And the Shield boys are fine.
And the Shield are safe. Yeah, you're right. It's just Dolph. Ugh.
Yeah.
Dolph's technically made too, but
I don't know. I'm really intrigued if they're going to go with a Sami Zayn or a Finn Balor, or if they're going to keep it at one-on-one, and then if so, what are they doing Joe?
Right. Well, I think Finn would be a much bigger impact than Sami, but they need to do something with Sami. But Sami could always go into the Battle Royal.
I would say put Sami in the match. Finn, he was on the roster for a month and won the fucking first red belt. Like, bring him back the night after Mania, and maybe have him go heel by SummerSlam. Like, really, him... I liked Owens and Samoa Joe as a team. I really liked Kevin Owens in a tag team with bigger guys, because him and Rusev worked really well together in the past. I like it. I don't know how you get that team over, because you have to have one centerpiece.
Right.
I don't know who the centerpiece is. But goddamn, that'd be a hell of a stable.
That would be. That would be great. Well, they could still do Bullet Club, too, though.
I fucking hate the Bullet Club.
Really?
I really... Have you ever heard the Bullet Club's theme song?
Nope.
It's irritating as fuck. It's just an homage. I mean, if you want to go Bullet Club, just do NWO. Bring back the NWO.
Okay.
They own the NWO rights.
Well,
and they do the Too Sweet.
It doesn't necessarily have to be Bullet Club, but I mean, don't you think they'd have Finn and Gallus and Anderson together at least?
Yeah, at some point. I mean, at some point, doesn't Kevin Owens have to turn face?
I think so, but...
Like, next year, at least?
I don't know, it's so weird nowadays, face... Like, AJ Styles and Kevin Owens, they still get pops.
Like, Roman Reigns has to go heel at some point,
yeah,
right?
You'd think so, but that's never happening. I mean, even he's technically the heel in his match against Undertaker and him. He has to be.
Roman's been the heel in pretty much all of his feuds for about 6 months now.
Yeah, but WWE's been treating him as the face, so it's kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to think that Roman should be turning heel immediately after WrestleMania, or during WrestleMania.
If they're going to give Roman the win, he better be fucking turning heel.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. If he wins, he better be heel and full-bore heel after that, because he'll never recover.
They cannot give him the win unless he turns heel.
Right.
They cannot, and that's exactly what they're going to do, though. I'm saying that right now, even though I'm the only person apparently here without psychic powers. I'm saying that Roman's going to get the win, and he's not going to turn heel. It's going to fucking ruin him.
I don't know if that takes a psychic to see that one coming, but I'm hoping the only silver lining to Roman winning and not turning heel is that it won't be the first time it happened. Could you imagine Roman winning and not turning heel?
If Roman broke the streak?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So there's a silver lining on that one.
Yeah.
Slight. All right. Let's move to our next topic.
Actually, wait.
Oh, got more?
Jim Ross said that he foresees Brock Lesnar holding the belt for a full fucking calendar year. And then jobbing to Roman Reigns at next year's WrestleMania when Brock's contract ends. You realize how awful that's going to be?
Horrible, but then again, it is the red title, so who the hell cares?
Yeah, but you have young guys that need the belt. You have Finn, you have Owens.
Absolutely, yeah, you're right. I mean,
Joe, like, you're on waste on fucking. I swear to God,
and Lesnar held it forever. Well, he held the Universal title, or not the Universal title. He held the
The only title.
Yeah,
like
for almost a year too. Jeez,
I think people overvalue Brock Lesnar.
They do. He's...
Is he that much of an attraction? Like, I would love to see him live, don't get me wrong, but is he that much of a difference maker that he gets all this prestige, all this money?
Especially in the last... his first run back, when he first came back, it was great. But now they're treating it like it's too much. He's not any... I don't want to... After his match with Goldberg, honestly, since Survivor Series... And him and Goldberg, I've been off his train.
I was off his train, I mean, before that. I mean, the Randy Orton feud, I really didn't give a fuck about.
Randy Orton feud kind of solidified a little bit, too.
And the Dean Ambrose feud last year.
That just pissed me off.
So, I mean, there you go, a year.
Yeah.
Wow, right?
Yeah, holy crap. Yeah, you're right. And Brock he's not on enough. That's the other problem. If he's going to have the belt for a whole year, he better be on for every pay-per-view. Because that's BS, because Seth had to give it up.
Naomi
had to give it up. Who else had to give up before? Finn had to give it up.
Rick Springfield. Fuck. I fucked up.
Rick Swan. Who?
Rick Rolled.
Oh, okay.
Springfield, right?
Yes.
God damn it.
Can
we just go on to the next segment?
Yeah, let's go on to the next segment. So, all right, next segment. The other big one, this time we're going to SmackDown. The other big segment was Miz and Cena, the Miz TV segment there. And well, let's get your thoughts on this one, Kent, first. What did you think about the segment? Was it as powerful as they were trying to make it? Or was it more, Cena leads everything in the background, he sucks, I'm going to lose?
This has all the feeling of a women's revolution. And it feels very forced at this point. And Miz is doing his absolute best. I'm not taking anything away from any of the performers. The stuff that's being said feels incredibly forced. And they try to make this into something so much bigger than like the eighth most important match on the card. Give me a fucking break. It's a mixed tag team match. With a woman who hasn't wrestled in how long, and a woman who has no talent, but nice tits and ass, and somebody with talent, and John Cena. So, how is this? I don't even know if this is like the 10th best match on the card.
Yeah, we're going to have to look at that when we get all the matches. We're going to have to say, we should order them.
Yeah.
Definitely do that and see least important, like importance, what we want to see. So it doesn't necessarily have to be important to WWE. We can rank them. I think that'd be a good. That's it. There you go. That's the week before WrestleMania.
Yeah. Like, they're trying their best to try to make it seem like it's big.
They are. Important. Well, that's what they're doing their best to make it seem big, and I think Miz is really successful in making it seem like it's big. But you're right. It seems like it's just more of the same. Brr, Cena's the... Cena's calls the shots. Brr, rah, rah. Nikki gets to call the shots because she's Cena's bitch. I'm not trying to be derogatory towards women,
I am.
I know you are.
It's all it really is, and this is my theory, John Cena has two people that he's lost to at WrestleMania that he's not gotten his win back over. One's The Miz, and the other one's Randy Orton. Cena's got to get his wins back before he can retire.
That's a bleak way of looking at it, but not inaccurate.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, people listening to this are like, oh, that's
but
exactly
is it. Now, do you think Cena's going to pin? If Cena pins Miz, you're right, he gets the win back. But would you count it technically if Nikki pins Maryse?
A win's a win, supposedly.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if Nikki pins Maryse, which I think that's the way they're going to go, because if this is Nikki's final match, it should be her getting the pin.
Dear God, make this Nikki Bella's last match.
Could be retiring.
Dear God, put Asuka on SmackDown. Dear God, have Alexa Bliss have a wardrobe malfunction every week.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd spike ratings.
It would. Yeah, it would spike other things, too. All right.
Venus.
Yes. It's good that we're in the same room, because it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think Miz is doing everything he can to make it good, and he is that good of an actor. He's doing a really good job of it, because every time I watch his segments, I'm like, oh my God, yes, I can't wait to watch it. And then I look at it in retrospect, and I'm like, it's just Cena, Nikki versus Miz and Maryse. Who the hell cares?
Honestly, can you think of a single match at WrestleMania that you want to see less than that match?
Well, Brock and Goldberg at this point, I could care less about.
Yeah, but you know that's only going to take a few minutes.
That's true.
Time.
That's only a few seconds of my time. So if you're talking about major.
No, I'm talking about, is there a single match so far on the card that you want to see?
Yes, the Raw women's match. I don't give a fuck about that.
All right, and this is why I'm comparing it to the Revolution, because those are the two bottom cards or matches right on the card.
All right, yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm more interested in the Raw tag team triple clusterfuck than...
Well, that one seems... At least you got some good teams. Like, all the competitors in that, minus Enzo, are really good. And I only say Enzo's not a good competitor because he's not a really great wrestler. He's a great talker, not a great wrestler.
Well, why don't we talk about Enzo and Cass?
Why don't we?
So,
nice segue.
Thank you. On the blog at nindeuce.com/wrestling.
Look at you promoting our website for once.
Yeah.
Without Carrie here, it's hard for just one of us to do it.
Yeah. Carrie, hurry back. I need you to pimp our shit out. I asked, what's better for Enzo and Cass? For them to get traded to SmackDown, or for them to turn heel? Russ, I want to hear your take on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I on the blog, again, you can get it at nindeuce.com/wrestling. You can see that I wrote, and I thought this was a really great question, and I didn't want to say great because you know how I always save that for the fourth question, which I don't even know if I said it was great this week. I got to rewrite.
You did something with it, yeah.
Did I? I wasn't sure because I thought maybe I just wrote the question and then wrote my answer. I didn't realize I didn't give it its old fourth question. Awesome question.
Yeah.
Got to go fix that. But anyway, so I thought it was a really great question because I started thinking about it. At first, I was like, oh, send them to SmackDown. Duh. Because SmackDown's the better quality show, so they're going to get quality stuff. But then I remembered SmackDown's only Achilles heel. It's the tag team division. SmackDown does not know what the hell they're doing with it. In fact, honestly, they're ruining it. So I thought, well, if you send Enzo and Cass to SmackDown, yeah, they might get better quality stories if they're even considered because they're a tag team, and then SmackDown doesn't do anything with their tag team. So I really thought, holy crap, okay, turn them heel. And I was like, okay, fine, turn them heel. Then I thought, turning them heel, while that's ultimately the way I went, was turning them heel. It's the better of the two worst worlds. If you turn them heel, they lose their catchphrases because they can't do that anymore. They can't go, I mean, maybe they can do the soft thing.
They can be mean. They can't do the how you doing.
They can't do how you doing. They can't do, Enzo can't come go, my name is Enzo Amore. He can't do that anymore because people would cheer along with it. You got to cut it.
I mean, Road Dogg did it when he was heel.
But it was different with them. They started it with heel. Enzo and Cass started as face. I don't know if it can translate as well going from face to heel.
Enzo and Cass actually started as heels on NXT.
Not NXT, but they came out face.
Yeah, that's
so
probably.
So that's where we count it.
I agree.
So I started thinking about that. They lose a lot of things that make them awesome, but those awesome things have been run into the ground, too. So a heel turn, I think, is the ultimate best bet for them, because at least Raw doesn't mistreat the tag team division too terribly awful. I mean, it's still not great, but it's not. There's a rhyme and reason to the tag team division in Raw. There is nothing going on in SmackDown.
If Enzo is supposed to be this great guy in the mic that everybody proclaimed him, then he should kill it as a heel.
You're right.
He should kill it. He should be the number one guy in the mic as a heel.
Right. And maybe he can. I don't see it. There's so much. And that's why I don't think they're going to ever go heel for a long time. WWE is going to milk the shit out of them. They
don't have sell any merchandise.
They don't?
No. You never see anybody in the crowd with anything.
I guess that's true. Well, no, I do see the G, certified G.
I'm joking. Like, that's the only stuff I see.
Oh, okay. So you're being sarcastic. That's just your face did not call that one.
Yeah, no. They probably are number two.
Yeah, they're merchandise. And you can't get rid of that. So WWE is going to milk the hell out of it. That's where I was going with it.
Yeah. I went through a similar dilemma, and my decision was to trade them to SmackDown. You trade them to SmackDown. Obviously, if you trade them, you got to trade back something of significance. And I've said, fuck it. Trade American Alpha for Enzo and Cass. Raw gets a good tag team that can actually, Raw would hopefully utilize. And at that point, SmackDown's going to be sitting there like, we have to make this tag team division. We can't just have this one tag team stand out. And it's kind of like you gain by losing something. It's kind of like NXT Women's Division is going to be so much better when
addition by subtraction.
Right. I could not think of that fucking.
Yeah, sorry, I got you. Sometimes you get me.
I think by doing that puts everybody back on an even playing field, like in NXT, or if Enzo and Cass went to SmackDown's tag division, I think that would be like, all right, we get a reset.
If it would work, I think, if the Usos have the belt.
The Usos deserve the belt at this point.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. If the Usos get the belt, then you want to do a hard reset by like sending Enzo and Cass and American Alpha over. I think that would work.
Although, once again, as long as we get the Revival, and then
we should be.
If we get Revival, then they have their feud with American Alpha, then we have the trade. That's perfect, really. I don't see how that's a bad thing. I don't know. I can see it both ways, and Enzo and Cass do need to turn heel at some point. Because, really, I need to know if Enzo can hold his own as a heel.
I want to know if Enzo can hold his own as a singles, because, honestly, I see him going the way of... Who's Shawn Michaels' partner?
Marty Jannetty.
I see him going the way of Marty Jannetty. Without Cass... Cass is the single star. Enzo's great on the mic. I don't see him doing much else in wrestling. Like, at least I can see Cass wrestling.
I think Cass is going to flame out. He has not improved.
No, he isn't. He's okay on the mic.
He's been okay on the mic, though. Yeah. Like, if you watch anything from NXT, you watch like their last few matches at NXT, and then you watch what they're doing now, there's been no change. That's a shame, because...
Well, that brings up a good point. Is that his fault, or is that just because, again, they're moneymakers? You don't change the formula for moneymakers until it becomes stale.
that don't, him becoming a better wrestler in ring's not going to affect their merchandise. I mean, look at how far Baron Corbin's
You're right, Okay. Let me rephrase it. They're a tag team. So the style is Enzo gets his butt kicked, hot tag, Cass does a few things, wins the match, or they lose because Enzo does something stupid on the outside or whatever. That's always the formula for them. There's no, that's what I mean by formula. So WWE doesn't want to change it because it's hot for them. So we don't get to see Cass develop because it's always the Enzo's in trouble, Cass saves him.
Yeah, and that's detrimental.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. Horrible. But
make Cass be the face in peril for once.
It would definitely work, especially with bigger guys like Gallows and Anderson. It would be a great time to do it.
Gallows and Anderson, the Dudleys would have worked really well. The Dudleys would have
been really good with it, yep.
Instead, they're just kind of squandering this. And you look around and, you know, a year ago, Bob said, who's going to be the best big guy? I'd give you Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, and Cass.
I would have called Cass.
Right, a lot of us would have. I probably would have still gone Baron. And I don't even know what the answer
is. I would have jokingly said Baron back then. Maybe, because you were so big on him. But now, out of all of them, obviously, it's Baron. Like
Baron and Braun are on. Yeah, both are very good. It's not... All right, here's the other thing. They're saying, screw it. Braun, show your athleticism. They're not giving Cass the green light, which is telling me something is missing.
It's a possibility, but is it something's missing, or is it something... Cash cow, let's not change the formula.
I don't. I mean, it could be. They're just. I don't know if they're at that huge of a popularity level. Like Austin doing his same old shit made sense,
right?
But he was fucking Austin. Rock doing the same shit made sense because he was the Rock. These guys are not at that level.
No, they're absolutely not at that level. But their pop is, and that's what worries me because people just love the sayings. They love Enzo. I don't know. It falls into the trap of. It falls into the trap of it's. There's such a success merchandise wise that they don't want to.
They're Cena safe.
Yeah, so they're turning them like doing anything differently though. They don't want to chance that yet until something needs to change. And right now, it does for the hardcore fan. I think that we're kind of down on Enzo and Cass now. We're starting to go. Because even when they came out, we were all up here with them.
Everybody, yeah.
Everybody was. And now the hardcore fans are kind of coming down like, okay, it's time to do something different. Where the casuals are still, yay, awesome. And the kids love it, come on.
Right, and that's, you know, WWE.
WWE, right, get the fans. And again, I like Enzo and Cass, but their stick's getting old. Like, I need something different from them now.
Yeah, they need a change. They need a feud that's going to change something for them. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to the Roman Reigns and Shawn Michaels thing. Even though I have Taker written, it's all about Taker. Oh, I mean,
it's all about Taker. Even though he didn't show up.
I like HBK. I thought everything he did was fine.
It was an interesting choice bringing him out.
Yeah. I don't know. Like. They've booked themselves in such a weird position with Roman Reigns, which is exactly what we were just talking about with Enzo and Cass. They've booked themselves into a corner with Roman Reigns that they have to pull the trigger to keep the interest, or else it's going to be the same monotony forever.
Yeah, and... Oh, God. I like that they pulled HBK, because, again, but... Doesn't it make like pulling HBK to talk to Roman like they're friends? Doesn't it kind of be like, isn't that like WWE? Like, come on, like Roman. Come on, everybody. Like Roman.
They have done that with so many times. I know, so, I mean, shit. Remember when he won the Royal Rumble, Rock came out and they still booed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't. The problem with, and this is the problem with Roman now, and it's not Roman's fault. I'm going to straight out right now tell you, I like Roman Reigns. I like his... He's great in matches when it comes to it. He's very good in matches. He's not a great talker, but he doesn't have to talk much. As long as he's just there presence-wise, he's fine.
He's not even bad talking. It's when they give him too much script.
Yeah, he's better, a little bit more freelance. And less talking from him, better. But he also, he's willing to take shots. And I, and that's one thing I like about Roman. He's not just willing to say, okay, no, I'm the big guy, we got to do it my way. No, his match against, was it KO? That chair, like whatever, that no disqualification?
Yeah, yeah.
That was fantastic. And some of that was Roman going, saying, hey, do this to me.
It, well, yeah, Roman's been willing to take a fucking beating from Triple H.
Yeah.
When the Evolution versus Shield stuff,
yeah,
they beat the shit off him versus Brock. Brock
beat, yeah, the beat shit out of him. Yeah,
it's not Roman's fault.
And the put person. In the position that Roman is, wouldn't you do the same thing? I'm sorry. I mean,
yes, everybody would. And Roman, he reminds me a little bit of like RVD on the mic, and the fact that RVD was never great on the mic, right, but he had like this coolness to him,
yeah,
and less the better, of course. Yeah, yeah. Unless we're talking about three-head shark attack and then give RVD as much screen time as possible. But, I don't know, like, you think that they're going to bring in more people from Taker's past over the next few weeks?
Yes. I do not see, unless Taker comes for some, well, except for the week before, Taker will come for that.
Who else do you see coming out? Edge, I think.
I was thinking Edge might, and then maybe Foley would be one of the other ones, just to go and talk to him.
I could see that, because Mark Henry's a possibility.
Mark Henry's a possibility, yeah.
I guess technically Big Show could be. But really, Kane's on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, Kane's on SmackDown, so Kane.
And Kane's asked for time off.
Really?
Yeah, he's running for some office.
Oh, good for him. He shouldn't be, but good for him.
So Mark Henry probably would make some sense. Even JBL.
Yeah,
you could kind of do that because he's only an announcer.
Yeah, I guess. I see what you're saying with that. But
they can't do Punk. They can't do Triple H.
But just turn him heel. I'm telling you right now, if he turned heel for at least 6 months, wouldn't that quell the booing? Because right now, the only people who are really booing him are Smarky. I don't want to say, because we're kind of Smarks, but like, the only people who are booing him are people who clearly can't see the forest through the trees. They're the ones that say, well, you're forcing him down my throat, screw you. I'm more along the lines, no, he's talented. He's really good. Yes, he's being forced down our throat, but I can see him, if he wasn't being forced down my throat, and it wasn't 2 years ago he was being forced down our throat, huge. Because right now is his time. Right now is his time. He should be running the WWE right now.
Fans that openly, obnoxiously boo Roman Reigns are drunk girls at a frat party demanding attention. That's all they are. They're obnoxious. They like Nickelback. and they're like, look at me. Look how drunk I am. Yeah. Bottoms up. Show my titties. Those are the people that are booing Roman Reigns.
That's a very apt.
It is. Like, those are the same fucking assholes. So, there you go.
But it just ticks me off, because it makes their booing is, I still, unfortunately, isn't it still legitimate to you? Like, it's okay to boo him?
Yeah.
And that's the problem. It shouldn't be. Like, because I see everything for him. Like, okay, he's doing everything right. Matches. Taking bumps for people. Willing to take a loss, honestly. Willing to take a loss and not really affect him too much. He's doing everything right as a WWE superstar that we want, and yet he's being rejected big time by the fans, and that really disturbs me, because isn't that kind of proving Vince right with having someone like Cena who gets their way no matter what? I mean, Roman's kind of starting to go that way, but he, before this, he would take his bumps, he would, you know, get destroyed, and then he put on some great, hella great matches. Yeah, most of the time he comes out on top, but okay, you gotta have somebody who comes out on top most of the time.
Here's the only flaw. And it's a simple flaw, but it's the most obvious thing, and I don't know why Vince can't see it. The reason the fans are so pissed off more than anything else is because we want new stars made. Roman is made. Yes. Now use him to make more stars. Use him to get Braun Strowman over instead of having him be Braun Strowman. Use him to help elevate Kevin Owens, which he kind of did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the crux of the argument, I think, is that we acknowledge that he's a main eventer. We're fine with it. We thought he got his push too early, and I think everybody agrees he got his push too early. But we accept that he's a main eventer now. The problem is now you got to use him to make more main eventers so that you don't overuse anybody and nobody becomes stale.
But, right. Now, but is that Roman's fault? Again, is it Roman's fault?
No, it's not, it's not his fault.
I mean, I think he'd be willing to put people over like Braun. I don't think I don't honestly think it was him calling the win. I think the only reason he had to win because he's going against Taker.
Well, yeah. I mean, he put over Finn.
Yeah.
He didn't have to.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. The whole, and I know, like, this is where we need Carrie here, because Carrie doesn't like Roman.
Yeah.
And she's I guess she'd have a better perspective on it. So maybe we'll ask that for next week.
But like, we don't have the queen of negativity here. We're positive.
We're always positive here, and she just ruins everything. I mean, God, Carrie, you're so. So she's the negative one. We discovered.
Yeah, yeah. This is what we've decided.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's segue into this one. I'm going to start with you, actually. So, sir, we've talked about the things that really tickled our interest this week. So now let's move into our weekly segments. Our first weekly segment is going to be, Kent, what is going to grind your gears? And not going to, but has actually ground your gears.
Wow. Okay. So, not really wrestling related. I'm just going to throw this out there. Any scumbag that fucking hacks your goddamn account and then fucking charges $50 on your fucking PayPal, steals your fucking PlayStation account, can eat a fat fucking dick. That's right. This happened to me at 3 a.m. this morning. My account got hacked, and at 6:15, a $50 purchase was made. And Sony, although they fixed it, they had the gall to be like, all right, we'll do this one time to fix this, but don't let it happen again. It's like, you motherfuckers.
Like you have a choice.
Right. Like I had a password set. Somebody illegally went in, and you're telling me not to do it again? How about you find the IP address of who fucking did it and come down on them? How hard is this?
Well, they could have been using a proxy, but I mean,
well, I'm using a fucking proxy too. That's what pisses me off even more.
I know. That's hating when you use a proxy and someone still finds your shit.
So, I mean, that cut off my PlayStation View. I have legitimately, I think it's multiple thousands of dollars worth of games, DLC, and stuff purchased throughout the years.
Yeah.
I'm like, motherfucker, don't tell me. I've given you guys so much money, you're telling me don't let it happen again.
Don't you hate that? Like, you're like, hey, you know what? I'm a loyal customer. I've never complained about any other thing. I'm telling you this one time this happened, and you're giving me, you have the gall to say, don't let it happen again. What am I supposed to do? Screw
right.
you.
Right.
If I bought it, you're not going to hear from me.
And I just changed the password like 2 weeks ago. Because they asked me to change my password every 3 or 4 months.
Well, maybe you shouldn't make it Sweet Bottom.
Okay, I guess I won't. So yeah, that's what really fucking grinds my gears. That and, I don't know,
women's wrestling. There you go, there's that default.
Actually, I'll tell you something else. Cedric Alexander is injured. That grinds my gears.
Oh, yeah.
Rusev's injured.
Rusev's injured, too, yeah. You know what's funny? And I wrote that as part of the question. It seems like immediately after we wrote that question, he got injured. So I was like, oh, man, who am I going to ruin this week?
Russ, I don't think you can say we. That was strictly on you.
Me.
Fucking curse. Double-edged sword.
Let's see what happens to... who did I put up?
I have no idea.
Oh, you haven't read it yet. I can't remember.
No, I read it. I just don't remember.
I can't remember either. It was someone who doesn't have a match yet.
Braun?
No, it wasn't Braun. No, it was Luke. It was Luke. So I screwed Luke.
Oh, my God. Poor Luke.
I screwed Luke. So when we hear that Luke gets injured later this week, you can thank me for that.
Quick question. Is it just me, or is this whole Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton thing not quite going the way that they want to? Because Randy was getting a lot of pop.
Yeah. The way they triggered it, and I mentioned this when it happened, they too quickly, too all of a sudden. And getting rid of Luke, I'm telling you right now, getting rid of Luke dropped that story like a brick, because Luke, not that Luke was the focal point of the story, but Luke sold the story. His, I don't trust Randy. Trying to tell Bray, hey, I don't trust Randy. That worked. It intrigued the story, because Randy kept on proving his loyalty. And Luke looked like a crazy person, sort of. Which
Luke
was
always good. Looks like a crazy
right,
person.
Right, yeah. After years out of Luke. So, the dynamics were there, and it was great. It was a three-way thing going, and then they said, no, Luke, you're not in WrestleMania. And now it's just Randy and Bray.
Without Luke to balance that dynamic out, all of a sudden the fans are just like, well, Randy Orton just set a guy's house on fire. That's really cool, so we're going to cheer him on. They didn't have Luke to be that sympathetic guy to be like, no, I'm still kind of with Bray on this one because Randy's a dick. And I think the fans might have shifted a little bit better.
Right.
I don't know. Like, is Bray still the heel? Is he the... I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Who? Well, no, because remember, Sister Abigail is still there. She released her powers on him. That was a ridiculous...
I love watching those videos.
By the way, that was the stupidest turnaround. I'm sorry.
I think they call that squirting.
Is she a squirter? Sister Abigail?
Corn you.
This is why we need Carrie here.
Carrie'd be shaking her head right now and be like, boys!
Be like, cut it out right there. No, we always continue on. So with the Bray thing, though, like, I'm sorry. This was a stupid... Bray's like, oh, it's okay that you did it, because now I'm more powerful. That is such a cop-out.
Bray, weren't you more powerful, like, 2 years ago when you beat The Undertaker at Survivor Series and then you jobbed to him at WrestleMania?
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't... Ah.
That's the problem with this. This story was so good for so long. And this is a dime. On a dime, they've almost ruined it.
This storyline went from the best thing they had to a very frustrating, they need to fix this over the next 3 weeks.
You know what an instant fix is? Bringing Luke back right into it. And I say this, I am a Luke fan. I'm not saying it because I'm a Luke fan. I'm saying because Luke made the story work. It was a perfect trio dynamic that was intriguing enough to say, we all agree with Luke. Randy's playing Bray. But Randy kept on proving his loyalty, saying, so we're all like, what the hell is going on here? Which was great. And then Luke gets eliminated. And then immediately after, Randy turns.
Do you think Rowan could help it out in any way before WrestleMania?
A part of it, I guess, maybe, just because I think Bray needs somebody now.
And
it wouldn't make sense for Luke, so Bray, it would make sense for Rowan to come back and do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's got to give. All right, with that being said, Russ, I see you looking at me.
Well, yeah, it's pretty easy since we're in the same room.
That's cute. I need to know, who is your man crush of the week?
Well, while there's only two men in this room, both touching butts, let's not forget that. You know, we gotta bring that back.
Always gotta be touching
always
butts.
Touching butts. I'm gonna say that this week's man crush is not an odd one. We should all see it coming. Quite literally. But Austin Aries. Who's going to come out and say, Austin Aries. I'll tell you why Austin Aries is my, or AA as the announcers like to call him.
Yeah.
Is that something? Is that his nickname, AA, or is that just something the announcers do?
I mean, that's what he's kind of gone by for a while.
Okay, it's just weird. I mean,
it's weird just because Arn Anderson's always.
I always thought it was like AA. Isn't that like Arn Anderson? And it's just weird. But Austin Aries, and I'll tell you why. Great commentary. Great commentator, I should say. He was a great commentator, and then he went right back into wrestling like he never left it. His match 2 weeks ago, now, and I haven't watched NXT, or not NXT, I haven't watched Cruiserweight Division this week yet. So please don't ruin it, but I'm assuming he won it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was obvious. It was obvious, yeah. But his match 2 weeks ago, or last week, phenomenal. Holy cow. I think that was one of the best matches of the week. In fact, I can't think of anything else other than that last week. So I'm going to say, yes, it was the best match of the week. He's like he never left. He did not skip a beat. He is fantastic. I cannot wait until the Cruiserweight division falls apart and he comes back to the main roster.
Yeah, he is living up to my hype.
Is he ruined in the Cruiserweights, though, or should he? He is one of those guys who does not need to be in the Cruiserweight division. He's an AJ Styles. He can be anywhere. He can do anything.
Right. I just want AJ versus Austin for 6 months.
Yeah, let them wrestle forever.
Yeah, and include Samoa Joe and fuck, man.
Yeah, there are certain guys I could probably watch for a year wrestling, and I would not bet on it. You know who I can't watch for an entire 6 months? Randy versus Bray. I don't want it. But that needs to end at WrestleMania and be done.
Yeah, that's what's going to, like, SummerSlam.
Please, no. It needs to end. But, like, with Austin Aries, yeah, he is an amazing guy, and maybe in a couple of months from now, I want to talk about, is he being wasted in the cruiserweights? And that's not... It's such a terrible thing, because I want the cruiserweights to succeed, and he's definitely a key to make them succeed. But I also want him on my Raw and SmackDown every week, doing something with a main event guy.
I mean, him and Neville are key to making that division sustainable.
Yes, absolutely. And they'll do it. I know they will. There's no way.
Which, you know, I got thinking, because I looked on my shelf the other day, I was like, God damn it, Chris really did a great job on my Christmas gift this year when he got me The Miz and Neville for my Christmas gift.
Yes.
Like, he really nailed it.
Did a good job.
I'm shocked. One thing, and this is your homework assignment.
Okay, I'll fail at it. Go ahead.
When you watch 205, let me know next week how empty the dynamic is now on commentary. The show is not fun to watch.
Yeah, geez. That's the other thing. Like, he is so good. Here's the good thing. For the next 30 years, probably, for the next probably 10, we'll be seeing him wrestle. And probably for the next, you don't think so?
Probably 5.
Okay. All right, 5 to 10. I was thinking 5 to 10 he's got. After that, he's commentary. He's got it. He's got it made. He's an awesome commentary.
I almost think, and correct me if I'm wrong after you watch it, tell me if you think Austin Aries is more valuable as a commentator or as a wrestler.
We're talking about that. That's been the conversation. Like, he is great in commentary. Like, when he was commentary, it was great. It was like, okay, do you really want to lose him from that? Yeah, I want to see him wrestle.
He elevated the whole show as opposed to just having one match in the card.
Right, one match in the card now.
And I'm just like, I don't know. I think I'm still leaning towards... He needs to go back on commentary, and I hate to... It's, like, selfish.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, he elevated that whole show.
Here's the only thing I'll say. Except for rare exceptions, I don't pay attention to the commentary. Except when Austin's on, I'll listen typically. And the other one is JBL, because JBL has some gold mines, some gold nuggets in there every once in a while.
I also really like when Kendrick's on commentary. Often, but he's really fucking funny.
Corey Graves isn't bad either.
Corey's really stepped up his game.
Yeah, Corey's not that bad. I've noticed that. Michael Cole is Michael Cole, and honestly, I know a lot of people hate on him, but he's a gold standard for commentary.
Oh yeah, he's as professional and straight laced and good at what he does. Yeah.
Brian, that's his name, right?
Byron.
Byron. He's not horrible, but I'm not.
Yeah, he can be released in 5 years, or he might mold himself into something good.
If Michael Cole goes off commentary, which he is, then Byron needs to either become Michael, or they need to move Mauro over to Raw. Mauro is great. I mean, he mixes up.
Yeah, so he's on SmackDown.
Well, yeah, you should, you're right. It's funny, too, because it's funny. He screws up things, like minor little things, but he is such a good commentator.
Because he has energy.
Yes.
That's what counts.
Yes, and Byron doesn't have that energy. Corey has that energy. Actually, everybody you can mention, JBL has the energy.
Except for Tom Phillips, although he sends dick pics.
Tom Phillips isn't bad, though. He's a step below Michael Cole for me.
I'd put Tom Phillips in Cole's role because...
Yes, he is a Cole. He is that. He's got that straight-laced...
Not only that, he worked with Corey on NXT for
so long.
So they have the chemistry already.
Who's the guy who's now in NXT who's pretty good, the British guy?
Oh, Nigel McGuinness.
Yes, he's good. He's very good.
I mean, the thing is, most former wrestlers tend to be good commentators because they're forced to be on the mic so much as is.
Right.
It's a natural
slide. So basically what we're saying is, who's the commentating now on 205?
It's Corey. Jesus. Last night was fucked up because two of the guys weren't there.
Because of the, that hurts, though.
Mauro
wasn't there. So that I'll listen to it just to see what it's like, to see why they need three people. But yeah, let's do it. So last night was also a fluke.
Last night was a fluke. I think, though, if you watch even from now until WrestleMania, I think you're on notice.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Aries made a lot of the 205 for me. Like, I like listening to him. Yeah, it's not only because he had great tidbits. You always throw something about himself in, which was always hilarious.
The whole stuff with the huge package thing was hilarious.
He is an amazing commentator, and I don't want his wrestling career to be ended, but I know that afterwards he's going to commentary, and we're going to be in for a good run.
I'll tell you who would have made a really good commentator. Eddie Guerrero, I think, would have killed that commentary.
Oh, absolutely. He'd be amazing. Absolutely.
And CM Punk was really good when he had his opportunities.
Oh, yeah. CM Punk.
He was so gifted. And
yeah, and he'll be back. I'll channel Mr. Cleo here. I think he's coming back. Not within the next 5 years.
I hope so. But if it does, they have to do it in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'll be Chicago. I think him and Triple H, this will be the proof that Triple H is ready to take over for Vince. Because he can bury a hatchet.
That has to be, that's a test. That's been the test.
Yeah, and I think it'll happen. I think it'll happen. All right, let's move on to our last two segments. Our major segment, the namesake segment. Were you not entertained? This week, we have the AJ beatdown of Shane McMahon segment. Let's just not just do that segment. Let's do the whole from beginning to end. AJ and Shane.
All right, so a couple things that I noticed was, one, Shane had a cut, which looked pretty bad.
Was it pre or?
I don't know. That's something that. Another thing I noticed, when Shane got shoved through the glass, when he came back out, there was like this black ribbon of sorts.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that does that indicate that it was breakaway glass?
It was breakaway glass, yeah. That's
they
what
really
I thought.
Botched that, then. They really. It's Shane versus Taker all over again, seeing the padding underneath.
Yeah,
the
I remember everybody, like, because what I do. You ever tell people what I do? I don't want to mention it. All right.
Well, you're a genie in the bottle.
Yes, I am a genie in the bottle. But so many people came to me and like, oh my God, did you see that? I was like, okay, yeah, it is still scary. I wouldn't do it, so kudos to Shane. But it wasn't nearly as bad as it was going to be. There was an airbag. I mean, you could clearly see the airbag.
Right. Because Shane's getting older, he can't afford to take the risk.
Exactly. He's a father. Absolutely. And that totally understandable. And again, I don't care. If I were up on that thing there and I was told to jump down, don't worry, it's an air mattress, I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing it.
Oh, I'd be terrified, yeah.
So kudos to him still doing it. But you're right. It was clearly, when he hit the glass, it was clearly
fast. Was Eric shaving Men's ass?
Yes, he was definitely shaving Men's ass. But you could tell it was fake. Like, it was definitely breakaway glass. First of all, I don't care who you are. You hit somebody on a real window like that, they're not going through. They're bouncing off, and it's going to hurt like hell.
I mean, if it was Big Show doing that, I could see it. But AJ's got his arms in good shape for wrestling.
He's not real car window breaking strong.
No, like if Brock Lesnar does that, well, Brock Lesnar ripped a fucking door off a car. So like,
yes, but I don't think it takes more than a hammer's strength to break a window. And even then, when you break it, it only
like fractures.
It fractures. Yeah. It doesn't break away. So I'm wondering if that breakaway glass came down and actually hurt him.
I think it did. I don't think he had enough time to blade. I don't think.
I don't know. That's tough because, well, he could have played. Remember, it was backstage. They could have
camera angled
it. They could have done a lot of things. So,
yeah. Oh wait, how great was it that there was a camera inside the car? Later on, we got to see that point of view. It's like,
which was awesome, by the way. It was awesome to see that angle.
It was, but like, guys, don't tell us that this was not pre-planned. If you had a camera in the car,
I know. I was like. And they tried making it grainy like it was a camera. Like, okay, first of all, why do you have a camera?
Like, it wasn't even like dash cam. Yeah. Like, there was no rhyme or reason for it.
Talk about forced. This angle has been forced down our throats so badly. Were you entertained, though? Overall.
Yeah, because I always say that I want a blood feud, and we have a blood feud on our hands.
Yeah, okay.
I guess that's, despite it being so force-fed, I'm just happy to have a real animosity going on, and we have that with KO and Jericho, and now we have this.
Yeah, we have a little bit of blood feud going on.
As much as I'm not looking forward to the match, I'm okay with this angle.
Okay.
I'm entertained.
I'll say that I missed the right in the beginning, because I didn't record fast enough because I was out snowblowing. And, yeah, we got a ton of snow where we live in New York.
How did you get, like, two?
We got a little more than two, I'd say, overall.
Yeah.
And so I was out snowblowing until about 8 o'clock, and then I came in. I was a little bit late, so I missed the beginning. And because I recorded it, I missed the tail end, too, because it just went over 10 o'clock. So I have no idea how it ended and how it kind of began, but I have the assumptions of how it began. AJ came out, was pissed, went back to go talk to Shane. And then Shane came out at the end, I'm assuming, saying, you got your match at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
pretty okay. much. Okay. Was I entertained overall? Yeah, I thought it was, it's a forced, but it's not bad. And again, I trust AJ Styles. Anything AJ touches has been gold this year. I can't see this not being another great match that AJ puts on.
I think they're going to try to remake Angle versus Shane fucking 20 years later. I have a bad feeling that's what they're going to try to recreate.
I hope they don't try to recreate it, because that was special in its own right. But AJ's the right guy to do it with.
Right, that's why I'm saying, like, if they picked somebody else, I wouldn't say that, but Kurt was the guy then.
Yeah,
AJ's the guy now. I can really see them going above and beyond.
I just can't see Shane. After the things that's happened to Shane, whatever happened between him and Roman with that concussion thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ever since, he's just too old. Shane shouldn't be going for those types of matches now. Shane should be he's not a wrestler. That's why they're going for those types of matches.
Shane's such a daredevil at heart, and he's always looking for his father's
approval,
yeah. I mean, once again, I highly encourage anybody that hasn't watched it, listen to the Mick Foley interviewing Shane McMahon on the WWE Network. You get so much insight on Shane McMahon. It gives you a whole new level of perspective. It's really, really good. I highly recommend it.
It was definitely good. Again, I don't know. AJ's in the match. I can't see it being bad.
It's not going to be bad. It's not going to be great.
It's not going to be John Cena AJ.
Right.
But it'll definitely be good.
It can probably be a 6 to 7, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I was going to say, on our scale, 6, maybe 7. Worth watching. Not going to be something I go, oh man, remember the AJ versus Shane?
I don't think so, but yeah, it's dark horse right now.
It does, absolutely. Because again, is it really a dark horse though? Because you put AJ in anybody, you're looking at probably a 6 to 7 match, possibly better, depending on the other person.
You're right.
So,
all right,
we got one last normal segment, and it's our closer segment. Yes, we are ending, but normal timing, not bad. I think Carrie adds to the show because we're about 10, 15 minutes shorter than we normally are.
Damn your black heart, Carrie, for having an opinion. We always say that she never shuts the fuck up on us.
She's always talking and never lets us get word in edgewise. And frankly,
good Lord.
You know she's one of the listeners, right? She's going to hear this again.
Yeah. Carrie, I like you.
Carrie, you add so much to the show.
I like your hair.
She does have nice hair. Not great choice in men, but nice hair.
Terrible choice in men, but... All right, Russ is your week. Have you picked a wrestler?
I do have a wrestler. And now I'm going to, so I'm not lying, I'm going to look at his accomplishments. So I've already given it away. You don't even have to ask if it's male or female. So it is guess the wrestler time. Yes, each week one of us chooses a wrestler that the others have to guess. There are seven questions and two choice chances to guess right. So since Kent's alone, he will get two choice chances to guess. And he gets all seven of the questions. So,
do you want me? To
or no,
pull
I'm
it up?
Sorry, nine questions. Oh my thing, it's not seven deuce. It's nine deuce.
Do you want me to pull it up on the main screen so you can see it better?
What?
Your wrestler?
No, that would be cheating. Unless you're gonna keep your eyes. Unless you're gonna close your ears.
Hey, I was trying. All right. So first question: currently in? Are they currently wrestling?
No.
Are they a former WWE wrestler?
Yes.
Was WWE their main territory?
I'm going to say no, not their main.
Okay. Was WCW their main?
Yes.
Okay. Are they a former world champion?
Yes.
Were they...
When you say world champion, does it matter what... Like, what?
No, I'm talking about like world heavyweight champion.
A period of any of their WWE, WCW...
Oh, no, I was referring just to WCW, my bad.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yes, WCW was definitely a world champion.
Okay. Were they active and famous during the 90s?
Yes.
Okay. Did they have...
You got five questions. You got four more.
Are they a multi-time world champion?
I want to say yes. Yes, they were. Okay. I think I had this pulled up because I would not be able to say that otherwise.
Were they ever a member of the NWO?
That could help you answer this question. Because I'm going to say no, they were not.
Okay.
According to this page.
Does this person predominantly have a lighter colored hair?
Well, yes, I would say it is definitely a lighter colored hair.
Would you say that this guy...
I knew as soon as you asked that question, probably give you the answer.
Likes yoga?
In fact, I do believe there's a yoga named after him.
Huh.
I don't think you're going to get this, Kent.
Nope, not at all. So, everybody give me a self high five.
I knew as soon as you answered that, I knew that was the downfall question. I was like, oh, man, there's only like four people who didn't join NWO.
NWO was the crux of that. I was like, so you're left with Goldberg?
Yeah.
DDP.
And like two other people. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'm still hearing it. What the fuck is that?
Is there a baby outside your window? This is happening live, folks. like I thought it was like maybe I had something in my pocket.
I was like, did something go on your phone? Yeah. Yep. We're awesome.
Good stuff.
All right.
It was definitely not my phone.
Yeah, it had to have been some child. Wow. Okay.
That's a great way to end it.
Yeah. With mass confusion.
Indeed. All right. So, for Kent and the missing Carrie, who will hopefully be back next week, I do believe.
Midterm should be over.
Okay, good. Excellent. We will be back next week and probably a little bit more normal, so we'll be all individualized. Anything special going on this week, Kent, at 9deuce.com?
Just the Walking Dead blog. I've been sick since Saturday, so I'm not doing anything extra. I'm working on Eric's project.
Are you shaving men's asses?
That's not a project. That's a chore.
Oh.
And a hobby.
And I'll say a hobby too, right?
Yeah. So, no, I don't have anything. Fuck out. I really want to just play Xbox.
I hear you. It's all I really want to do now lately, too. Play video games. But other things to do, so. All right, well. Next week will be a normal week, I think. Maybe we'll just... We've done 2 weeks now with bits.
With gimmicks, yeah.
With gimmicks. We'll see how it works. Maybe if we get some feedback at email, Twitter, whatever. I don't know the Twitter name. It's hashtag...
Twitter is at
official9deuce. Official9deuce.com.
Instagram is at official9deuce.
Okay, that's hashtag though, right?
No.
Which one's the hashtag?
Stop with the fucking
hashtag.
Who's hashtag? Everything's hashtag now, actually. Hashtag? Oh. Yeah, like you can do Facebook, you can do Twitter. Was the start of it.
Okay, Twitter. Okay, I knew something had hashtag.
But like Twitter, your name is
at,
the at.
Yes, it's at. Okay, sorry.
And I think the same with Instagram. Facebook, it's facebook.com/superkentsblogs, I believe, or 9deuce blogs. 9deuce blogs.
9deuce.
So slash '90s blogs. I'm also on Tumblr. I don't fucking know if you're into Tumblr. Just fuck whatever.
But point being, if you let us know what you like the most, we'll try to. As I say, is that what he was trying to get you to do?
Yeah, that's the Eric project. Just came up on my screen.
That's awesome. Wow, live things happen. All right, so again, if you let us know, feedback-wise, we can try to get some more gimmicks on, or we'll keep this, you know, the normal stuff, or if you like all of it, then let us know that, too.
And if you just want us to go fuck ourselves.
Also tell us, because we love hate mail.
Love it. Love it. I thrive on it.
Yes. Kent is a ball of hate, so give him more hate to hate love him.
Yeah.
All right, so for Carrie and Kent, I am telling you, it's time for us to get off this thing. We appreciate you listening, and thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.
Sniff you jerks later. Or wait. Bye, guys.
There you go.
Bye, guys.